Dr. Pinsky dictating a case review on Alexandre, A-L-E-X-A-N-D-R-E, Da Silva, D-A, capital S-I-L-V-A. As per the records provided, Alexandre Da Silva was seen at City M.D. on 8-16-22. Appeared he reported being injured that day, at which time he was not wearing any protective gear. Period. There was swelling, tenderness, and bruising, but no laceration of the left finger, the left digits. There was a left fifth digit subungual hematoma. Paired x-rays of the right upper extremity, including the fingers, was read as fifth digit fracture. Paired he was placed in an aluminum foam splint on the small finger. Period. He then was referred for orthopedic specialist consultation. New paragraph in that regard, he was seen on 8-18-22 by Dr. McBride, MC, capital B-R-I-D-E, who injured his right fifth finger the previous day. Period. He was evaluated and found to have the right fifth finger to be very painful and swollen from the PIP distally. Paired there was also a fairly large subungual hematoma. Paired that hematoma was drained. Paired a custom splint was made for the right fifth finger. Paired x-ray showed an extra-articular fracture of the distal phalanx in good position. Period. He returned on 9-8-22 and noted the right fifth finger was healed nicely. Pretty had regained full DIP flexion and extension and did not lose the nail. Pretty is obvious thickening from the healing laceration and some tenderness at the fingertip. Apparently he was cleared to return to full duty, effective 9-12-22, and was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement. Period. Next section, findings and conclusions. On 8-16-22, Alexandre Da Silva sustained a crush injury to his right pinky while at work. But he was seen that same day at City MD and found to have a fracture as well as a subungual hematoma. But he was placed in a splint and referred for hand specialist consultation. Brady then was seen by Dr. McBride, who diagnosed an open fracture of the distal phalanx. Period, he drained a subungual hematoma and made him a custom splint. Period, as of 9-8-22, he had healed nicely with full range of motion. Period. New paragraph, this case will be rated using the 6th edition for the displaced fracture of the distal phalanx of the right small finger. Period. He had a benign clinical exam upon discharge and was cleared to return to work, demonstrating full functionality. Period. End.